The Visibility Project is about story. Recognizing that everyone has had a different lived experience during the pandemic, we wanted to hear yours. The good, the bad, the challenges, the triumphs. In a series of podcasts, we will hear from our listeners who answered the questions, what has the pandemic been like for you? And what do you hope we learned during the pandemic?
Pandemic for me, it was rough. I was in my final year of college, so you know I was trying to get in all those last things that you do before you graduate with football games, and I was involved on campus, so all of the activities that I was going to do that were always, you know, the ones you look forward to the most, the it's my last time kind of thing. And when the pandemic hit, it was like, oh, am I not going to be able to do this? Am I gonna lose out on all of this kind of stuff? And it was hard. It was, to this day still, it's hard for me to understand that, you know, I missed out on so much my senior year. And yeah, I was in college, so it's different than, you know, your senior year of high school and whatnot, but I still missed out on so many things. And with my family, even my grandma had gotten diagnosed with cancer last year. And so even with that, my grandpa was in a nursing home and she was at home. So even just as a family, we were trying to figure out, you know, how do we get grandpa to see grandma, because rules for the nursing home are very strict and everything. So not even just like my own personal life with college, but with my family, it was something I never thought I would experience at my age, really. Never anything that I would really think would happen in my lifetime. And then I remember when it first happened, I was just very caught off guard and very, didn't even know how to react, I guess, if anything. I was just trying, you know, I wanted to keep living my life, but to an extent you really can't. You have to kind of stop doing normal things and everything. And it was hard when I had some friends graduating right before or like right after quarantine started. So I wasn't really able to celebrate with any of them or anything. So it was hard not being able to see my friends, and just a lot to kind of wrap my head around happened all at once. And it was just I'll admit I went through definitely a depression state, and I moved in back in with my parents because I was all alone in my apartment. And that's always rough to move back in with parents after living by yourself. But it was hard. It was very hard just not being able to do things that I wanted to always be doing. And I teach dance, so, you know, all of the dance recitals got canceled, and having to tell the girls that I teach dance to that, you know, it's canceled, it breaks their heart just as much as it breaks yours, because it's something they've worked so hard for, to perform in front of their families and everything. And how do you tell an 8-year-old, like, I'm sorry, but you can't perform anymore, kind of thing? And, you know, feeling sorry for myself for missing out on all this stuff, but then also feeling sorry for everyone else that has to miss out on everything as well. So the pandemic was very hard in just so many different ways, but a silver lining too was, you know, I did get to see my parents more. And with moving back in with them, I was able to see my grandma more as well, because she was, you know, staying at her house. So we were all able to go help and take care of her. So that was really nice. And thankfully we were able to get my grandpa out of the nursing home, so I even got to see him, and, you know, I hadn't seen him for a while. So it was hard, but there was always silver linings. And I guess something that I hope as that, like, we learn as a community is just, for me personally, I just want to look at the positive things now. You know, it's hard not to dwell on the negative things, but there's a point where it's hard and it's horrible and nobody wants to go through it. But there's a point where I just, you know, you need to look past it and you need to think, okay, yes, this is not what I want to be doing right now, but what's something else I can be doing, you know? Or I can't go dance, but I can go for a walk with my dog or whatnot. So I hope as a community, maybe we can try to stick onto more of a positive aspect on things, and rather than the negative aspect and outlook on stuff, and just coming together even as a community as well, because we had the flood in Midland, and watching the whole community come together for that. And again, take such a negative thing with the pandemic and the flood and make it into more of a positive thing by helping each other out and, you know, helping each other stay in campers or whatever needed if someone lost a house. was something that I just hope we can continue to do more as a community and as a society, and just work together and think of positive aspects rather than always a negative aspect.
You can stay connected with the Visibility Project by subscribing, liking, and sharing on your favorite podcasting and social apps. Look for us at The Visibility PRJ.
Financial support is needed to keep the conversation going. Go to midlandfoundation.org/give and select the Cultural Awareness Coalition Endowment Fund to be part of the project. Note podcast in your donation notes.
Thank you for listening.
We see you.
We hear you.
And together, we are making a difference.